Your reaction on today's 3-1 win here in the Coleraine Showgrounds, Willen?
Listen, it was a result, not about performance today. You see how long that grass was. I moaned about Carrick's. This was unbelievable, the length of the grass down here. And even Colin, their chairman, commented about it. But as I said, the players, it wasn't about, you know, performance today. It was about getting a result. Maybe it took us a little bit long to get started. But, you know, I thought showed great character from going a goal behind to get back in. And, you know, that's the quality we have. And I said that the boys believe it could just can be. And I keep saying it to them. They're fantastic footballers. And but I was pleased with that wee bit of will to win today. And, you know, yes, second half maybe died a little bit. But, you know, I still thought we were in control. And that was, I said to them at half time, keep a clean sheet at half time. You know, no more, don't concede another one. And we'll win the game, and you know, I'm delighted with that performance. And listen, it's a fantastic start. People commented on this will be a test for us up here, and you know, this will be the hardest game. But let me believe you, or believe you me, they're all hard. You can only beat who's in front of you. And you know, as I say, I think it's a bit disrespectful to the other teams that we've played, because you know, there's some fantastic, you know, players in them teams. You can quite clearly see it last week at Dungannon especially. You know, I thought we were poor when they were run out 5-1. But you know, as I said, we'll just dust ourselves down, and whatever comes in front of us, you know, certainly get the boys ready for it.
Winning's a good habit, and that's 4 wins at the start of the season, so it's a really good start, isn't it?
That is a fantastic start for us. I'm pleased, you know, I changed it around today. You know, I want to keep everyone hungry, changed it around today, and you know, at the end of the day, listen, it's about getting the result, and we did that. And you know, you say they're winning as habits, and that's what I said to the players, just keep going, keep momentum. And, you know, at the end of the day, as I say, it's a good thing to have, a great habit to be in. And, you know, we'll assess the game now, tonight and tomorrow, and then we'll move on to the next one, next Saturday.
And another good habit was to see the game out there, 2-1, and we ruthlessly, second week in a row, exploited the red card again, seeing the game out.
Yeah, look, you know, people's moaning about the red card, but at the end of the day, it's not my problem. You know, it's not my problem at all. So the officials have got a hard job, and we've just got to worry about ourselves. But I said that to the players. I keep saying that the hardest thing in football is keeping a football. Not the other side of it, is running and working hard. It's about keeping a football, and I thought we've certainly done that in abundance after.
Burnsy scored in every game so far this season. It's not a bad run that either, is it?
You know what my feelings are on Burnsy. I keep saying it. It's what you're saying about winning's a habit. It's a habit to talking about Burnsy. But no, look, he's lethal in the box. But you know, I say to him to keep going. To keep going, and he's certainly got another goal already.
Matthew Clark scored 3 goals for Linfield, and they're all at this ground, and today's was a peach, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, Clark, he maybe got a little bit frustrated last year, and I know Coleraine were dying for him, but I said this, I've got the 2 best left-backs in the country, and you know, I feel sorry for Quinny at times, because, you know, Quinny's a fantastic player as well, but, you know, it's hard, you know, and it's the same with the players that are in there at the moment, but, you know, Clark, he's took his goal very well, composure. And you know, I was delighted for him.
Good crowd to see a good win, didn't it?
Yeah, there was a good crowd. You know, I said that they got behind the boys. There'll be a lot of people here. But no, as I say, it wasn't about the performance as a result. The fans certainly got behind the players, and it's great having that. You know, so many fans come and support them away, because it gives you that extra buzz.
And the mouth-watering clash at Windsor Park next Saturday.
Listen, you know, you look at it like that there, but I just look at it as another game of football. You know, we'll just keep our boys dusted down and worry about the next game.
And the confidence is there going into a big game next week?
Yeah, the confidence is there, but, you know, a week can, you know, is a long time in football. And, you know, listen to you, if you don't do it right, you can get turned over. And that's what I'll be saying to the players in there. You know, yes, it's one, but we'll be back in Monday working hard for Saturday.
Well done today, and prepare for next week.
Thank you.